So the recent debt funding package that we announced from the DFC is a retainer letter. Basically, the transaction has already been through a rigorous screening process, and now it's a case of them doing on-site due diligence of where we've gotten to. The funding package amounts to around $500 million from the DFC. Now, this is important because they are planning on becoming the primary lender. We've already announced previously that the total project value is closer to the $1 billion mark. The $500 million represents debt from the DFC, and then contained in that announcement, we also make reference to several other lenders, five at the moment, who've offered up to an additional $700 million alongside the DFC. Now, clearly, we're not going to borrow $1.2 billion. The point over here is that we have the ability to sculpt the debt, and we're targeting a 65% debt to project value, which would put us somewhere between the 500 million and the $1 billion mark by taking debt from both the DFC as well as some other co-lenders coming into the project. And this overall is a really, really positive aspect, because this gives investors certainty as to how much equity we're going to be raising, and therefore also a certainty on the level of dilution. And I think the positive news over here is that this transaction allows us to minimize dilution to shareholders, which ultimately is a very, very good thing for all shareholders alike.